In continuing our teaching, it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. We come in from Revelation chapter 3, verses 14. Jesus writing to the church or the local assembly, addressing the pastor first, because it's the pastor's job to relate this to the people. And Jesus making known to him, I see what you're doing, but the problem I got is that you're neither cold nor hot. You hope between two opinions. You can't make up your mind what you want to do. And it's sad in this day that we're living in, because it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. They're not coming, we're in them. And just in case you did not know it, we're in dangerous times right now. And it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. I kind of brought this out in part one. Ice cream is designed to be cold. Coffee is designed to be hot. If you give, well, I know that people drinking cold coffee, whatever, but I'm talking about normal people. No. A lot of things you eat and drink, it's supposed to be either one or the other. Food's supposed to be hot. Beverage is supposed to be cold unless you're drinking tea. You get my point. But Jesus is saying to this pastor, because you're neither cold nor hot, I wish you was either one. I could see, please hear this good. Either you want to do right or you don't. Either you want to live for the Lord or you don't. Nobody's going to make people come to Jesus. And understand something. He's addressing this to the local assembly because there were people there. Started with the pastor first. We have to make a decision. Nobody can be convicted for us. I thought about Daniel. Daniel purpose in his heart. He will not defile himself with the king's meat. That's a personal conviction that you must have as a believer. I often tell people this. Nobody can be faithful for another person. Nobody can be dedicated for another person. Nobody can be serious for another person. Nobody can be faithful for another person. That's an individual thing. And what Jesus is saying, so then because you're lukewarm, you're in between. When it's too dangerous to be lukewarm, it's too dangerous to be hitting and missing. Often tell people, at times you can't assemble with the saints. You have to have devotional times. You have to spend time in the word for yourself. You have to spend time in prayer for yourself. You have to say, have set days to consecrate your life for yourself. Even when you can't come and join with the saints, this is something you must practice doing as a believer. And what Jesus is saying, because you're lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spit you out. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. There's too much happening today for people to be up and down like a seesaw, in and out. I want to live right, then I don't. I want to be in the world, then I don't. I want to do what's right, then I don't. I want to. How long hope ye between two opinions? How long will you keep being undecided as to what you're going to do? And let me talk to you, my friend. You're listening to me today. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. You being a church member will not get you into heaven. I like to just talk to people straight, because over the years, people have been hearing so much. And really, people need to hear the truth about the whole matter. Because if you die without Jesus Christ, my friend, listen to me good. If you die without Jesus being your personal Lord and Savior, you will go to hell. Whether you believe there's a hell or not, I don't even dispute that with people anymore. Because if you die without Jesus, you will learn firsthand that this place called hell is real. But let me flip the coin. You don't have to die and go to hell. Heaven can be your eternal resting place. But it's a matter of choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. Heaven is real and hell is real, my friend. Both places are real. And get this. You go to hell will be because you're rejecting Jesus Christ while you're alive. You going to heaven will be simply because you've accepted Jesus Christ while you're alive. I think you understand this now. See, your eternal resting place is not by chance, not by luck, but by choice. A solid choice you will make while you're alive. This day, my friend, is salvation come to you. What will you do? It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous, my friend, not to be saved. It's too dangerous not to know Jesus. It's too dangerous to be wondering where you will spend eternity. You have to know, my friend, that if you check out of this life right now, you will go right into the arms of Jesus. But if you check out of this life and you have not given your life to Jesus, you will go through the gates of hell. And guess what? That's not God's will. Listen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. There's only one way for you to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, my friend. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is your only answer. So, my friend, it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous not to be saved. It's too dangerous not to know where you're going to spend eternity. If you're wondering, my friend, have you ever thought about that? If you was to die right now, where would you go? You know within your being, my friend, you know within your heart that you're not right. You keep making excuses. You keep putting off. I'm going to get right. I got time. Let me tell you this story right quickly. These two young men was in this service, and this preacher was preaching, and he stopped. He said, there may be some of you listening to me. This may be your last time hearing the word. He went on preaching. The Holy Spirit stopped him again. He said, the Holy Spirit is pressing me. There may be some of you listening to me. This might be your final time to get right. He went on preaching. He gave an altar call. The two young men in the back of the service, one of them was under such conviction, but he would not move. The preacher went on preaching. Eventually, he dismissed the service. The two young men left the church. They're walking down the street talking. Why did that preacher stop and kept saying, this might be somebody's last time of getting right? Well, the one that was convicted, he knew he should have responded. He said, man, I'll see you later. They parted company. The one that was convicted and knew he should have responded, he was walking down the street by himself. He comes to the end of the sidewalk. He steps off the curb, slips and breaks his neck, and died that same night. Did he know that was his last time of hearing it? Well, he heard the message. He heard the word. But he didn't think that was for him. Like many of you listening to me. Oh, you may think I'm going to hear the gospel again. If God's grace, if it's will, you will. But who's to say you're going to hear the gospel again? But guess what, my friend? You're hearing it right now. Choose you this day who you will serve. What if this is your last time, my friend? Where will you spend eternity? If you want to know without a shadow of a doubt that heaven will be your eternal resting place, stop whatever you're doing. Stop right now. Don't care what you're doing. Stop. Bow your head at this moment, my friend. Because if you want heaven to be your eternal resting place when you leave this world, you have to give your life to Jesus Christ. According to Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let's pray. Bow your head. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried. And you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit, sealing me until the day of redemption. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for making me aware that it's too dangerous for me not to be saved. It's too dangerous for me being lukewarm. I thank you for living for you, helping me every day to walk with you. And Lord Jesus, use me to reach others who don't know you. Use me, Master, to be your witness in telling others that it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous not to be saved. And Lord Jesus, I thank you and I bless you and I honor you for it now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for those who heard your word that it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous not to be saved. I thank you for those who responded to your word. For those, wonderful Lord, there was hope between two opinions. I thank you for those that realized that they was up and down and they're making a commitment to you to get serious with you. I thank you so much, Lord, for touching the body of Christ, stirring your people, because it's too dangerous for us to be lukewarm and to be hot or cold. We have to be on fire for the kingdom. And I give you glory for doing it now in Jesus' name. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm.